Our next speaker is a very important Member of Parliament. He works tirelessly for the Palestinian people. Richard Burton from the West Midlands is chair of the All-Party Committee for Palestine, which unites all the political parties in Parliament. And we have been making more and more inroads with the House of Commons. So keep up that lobbying of all your MPs, because it does pay off. I'd like you to give a big welcome to Richard Burton.
Thanks very much, Betty, and can I just welcome everybody here today. It's great to see so many people, and Betty, you know you're right, because it's people like you putting pressure on people like us that are going to make the change that's necessary. So I want to say thank you for all you've done, and keep up the pressure on us. You know, one of the things that hit me hardest, that said so much about the situation in Palestine, was an email I got a couple of years ago from a good friend of mine that lives in a place called Beit Jala. It's just outside Bethlehem. It's not actually the most depressed or deprived part of Palestine. He's relatively well off, middle class guy, family. And the email just told me, for about 8 hours, because Beit Jala had been under curfew. Curfewed time after time after time. And for 8 hours, they'd been allowed to go out. 8 hours to go to the shops. 8 hours for its kids to see their friends. 8 hours for its wife, who's a dentist, just to give treatment to some of her patients. And for those 8 hours, he also remembered that there had been what is now 40 years of occupation. And that is enough, and that's what we're saying here today. 40 years of checkpoints, stopping people going to school, stopping people getting to hospital, stopping people even getting to work. You see a wall that stops farmers getting to their own fields. And you see in Gaza an economic blockade that is causing levels of poverty equal to anything you see in sub-Saharan Africa. And you know, against that background, Israel is making that worse, not content just to blockade, but to hold back from the Palestinians money that belongs to them in terms of tax revenues. And we need to be saying to our government and to the EU and the international community, Israel, release that money. It does not belong to you. The Palestinians live in a prison. But the tragedy of this is that that prison imprisons the Israelis as well, because they too have suffered. Too many innocent Israelis have died, and it's time we need to salute also those brave Israelis who are prepared to stand up, prepared to say that the occupation is wrong, prepared to say that their government has got to change course, and we salute them here today as well. So there's a challenge here for the international community. Some years ago, we said and demanded that the Palestinian Authority hold elections so that it could get a democratic mandate. And it did so. Democratic presidential elections in 2005, democratic parliamentary elections in 2006. And our response is for them to boycott and cut off aid to the very institution that we helped to build. What a crazy situation for us to get ourselves in. And the irony of this is that there is more money going in today from Britain and the EU into Palestine than there was when we recognised them. But it costs more and it does less good, because we are boycotting the very institution that could make a difference to poverty in Gaza and elsewhere. And we say, that we want the Palestinians to meet the three conditions of the quartet. I think in practice a lot of them have anyway. But I just want to say in conclusion this. Let's also take to Israel that it's time they cease the violence. It's time that they recognise and implement existing agreements. And it's time that they recognise the right of the Palestinians to a state of their own. Yeah.